fucking 15 years in, fucking still can't fucking figure it out.
That didn't even sound racist to me when I made it up.
Where'd lithium be at? Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hey, it's Brian. I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is that we are missing the first minute of the show or so. Due to a technical snafu, yes, it can happen even after 15 years in the biz. And the good news? It was pretty boring shit. We were only talking about the weather, so you didn't really miss much. So, hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em Steve Dave.
Yeah, like every morning I get out there with Sage and I'm like, I cannot believe how fucking cold it is. Yeah. And I'm like, but why? Why can't I believe it?
You would think 50-something years.
It's the middle of the fucking winter. What, am I fucking stupid? Yeah.
It may be that, you know, we're crossing over that threshold where old people are always cold. You may have crossed over into that where you're always cold.
Oh, maybe. It's hard to tell in this office.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it warm for you.
Yeah.
Because I know that you're always complaining
it's
about
it. It's like a Dutch oven in here.
So I'm like, you know, Hugh's going to come in. He's going to be bitching it's cold. Get him. Make sure that he's cranked up to 90.
It is only 72 degrees in here. With 22% humidity.
You know how he's going to be.
Get me my shawl. We need to tell him Steve Davis' shawl.
Yeah. Embroidered with the three heads
on it. Yeah. Grandma could put it around her spiny shoulders when she's frigid.
I have noticed at home, even though I keep it at 60. What do you keep your house at? Because I keep mine at 68.
You know what? I'm not allowed to.
Whatever your wife says is what you keep it at.
I'm not allowed to even go touch it, so I don't even look at it for fear that I might touch it out of like just like and then fuck it up. And I'd be like, did you break the thermostat? I'm like, no.
Teddy?
Yeah, I'm never – temperature really doesn't bother me. I'm never like cognizant of it.
Right. Well, you don't – it's really fucking weird because you don't mind the heat at all, obviously, with the fucking hoodies on in the middle of summer. But you don't mind the cold either.
I don't like it when it's super cold. But, yeah. You know, I just deal. It's part of
just deal. It's so fucking simple. Why can't I just deal?
There were times in the summer he would go out and sit on the bench in front of the store to just sit in the sun in a hoodie.
It would just feel good to
it's like a
that
lizard on a rock.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Like it's too cold in here. And then he'd go out. He'd change the temperature and then go out.
But you don't like the variety of having, you know, living in a place where you can experience cold and warm summers or hot summers. It's nice to have that variety.
The contrast.
Yeah, I think so.
I like it until it gets below 50. Like 50, I can like wear sweatshirts and shit, you know, and sweater weather. It's fall. It's nice. You know, there's crisp air.
It seems lopsided. It's like cold for like 7 months out of the year, and then it's kind of warm for 2 months.
Right.
And then you get a nice.
And then you bitch the whole time. It's like, why is it so fucking humid?
Yes. Yep. Why is this office so. That's why. Yeah. It's rarely, though, 50. It feels like. It's like 50 degree days, either 50 to 59, are so rare during the year. Like they're far and few between. It's usually 70 to 90 and then under or 40. 50,
right. Yeah.
That's what it feels like for the most part.
I like that you can come here and get your weather fix. You don't have to worry about
friend. Thank you, man. It really is all I fucking talk about. It's getting dire,
Did
man.
You say that on mic that someone told you they don't want to hear you talk about the weather no more?
Yeah.
Did you say it on mic?
My friends. Yeah, I said it on mic.
Okay. And so how'd that make you feel? Were you self-conscious now about
– Yeah, a little bit.
Weather-shamed?
A little bit. I was a little weather-shamed. Yeah, I was a little bit. But when she said it, I was like, oh, she's right. Like, it's all I'm talking about, so I have to stop. And then, of course, here we are talking about it. It's just like – I just feel like a rat in a cage. It's got to stop.
Right.
It's got to stop.
Yeah, every time you step outside, you're like, oh, I fucking hate it.
I've had a fucking enough, man. And then, like, we go years and years without snow, and suddenly it's snowing, like, every other fucking day. Like, fuck you, snow.
I know.
Get out of here. fuck at all.
Just enough to make it slippery.
And then it gets dirty and fucking black, and I'm fucking done, man. But it's all right. No, no. Walt's right. We got a deal. Yeah. Let's deal.
We got a deal for another month and week.
Yeah, but I don't want to fucking – look, I love March. I was born in March. I don't want to hear this bullshit about it coming in like a lion and going out like a lamb. I haven't seen a lamb in March in decades. It's cold until mid-April now. Yeah. It's frigid.
It's too much.
I want to fucking die.
Where's this global warming everyone talks about?
People in the stand, I want to die. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, but it'll be all right. It'll be okay.
Oh, you know what I was wondering? What do you think about Canada lately?
What do you mean?
Booing the national anthem.
Who's?
Canada. They were booing the American national anthem at what hockey game was that?
It was like an international tournament that the NHL put on for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they were playing the Americans, and they booed the national anthem.
I think we better get used to the United States taking a bit of
we asked for this for 4 years. Yeah, so.
Get used to those boos for a few more years, man.
They're canceling.
It's rough already.
Canceling trips to America.
Yeah.
They don't want anything to
our
do
Canadian
with America.
Northern brothers are shunning us.
I think it
they
was.
They were the nicest people on the planet. They had the reputation.
They were. And now I guess we Trump's about annexing their country.
What the fuck? What is the matter with this dude? Why does he want – that's the shit I said in like third grade. Like, why isn't it a state? Like shit like that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, America could have won. There was a big international game this week, and America could have gained the bragging rights as being the greatest country in hockey, but they lost to Canada again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no shame in losing to Canada, right? Like,
no, there's definitely no shame, but I think Rubb?
Yeah, Rubb.
He said it best yesterday. He said, like, America would have rejoiced for like an hour after the game was over if they had won, but if Canada had lost, they might have, you know, committed like nationwide suicide, you know, because it would mean so much more to them to lose than for us to win.
And, right.
You know, you got to think about it that way. Like their mindset would have been absolutely.
Oh, it's colder up there.
Yeah. And like if we lose America, the American audience who.
Like we were in. Yeah. We were playing hockey.
Oh, there was a hockey game the other day? Yeah. Nobody
is it hockey
really
season?
In Canada, it would have been a devastating, mentally devastating blow that they may not have recovered from, especially with, like, you know, with the feeling the pressure that they might become Americans by force.
Yeah. Not so bad, Canada. Not so bad. You'll get used to it.
They love all our entertainment. They don't care. They'll take that.
Sure. Yeah.
So why not be ruled against your will because you got Law and Order episodes to watch? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are we getting fucking into the deal? Maple syrup? Who gives a shit?
We got
– what are we getting if we take them on?
Through the 80s, we got a slew of bad slasher movies from Canada.
Like what? What was it?
Oh, slasher movies?
Yeah.
Oh, they were Canada? Countless. Yeah, Canada. Yeah, because it was so cheap. It was like – I think what happened was there was a certain time in the 80s where it was a 100% tax rebate if you invested in film.
Oh, wow.
So all these rich people were like, well, fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
These little – because slasher movies were popular at the time. So like we'll just make all these slasher movies and shit.
I mean, I had to have seen some of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just didn't know they were made in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Probably not. Yeah, right. Probably not.
Wow, that's interesting. It sounds like Bollywood, but like Maplewood.
Right.
Whatever the fuck they want to call it.
Yeah, I think we do get – I think we do get oil from Canada and we get steel from Canada. Like not a ton.
Lumber.
Some. Lumber, is it? Okay.
Lumber.
You know what, man? Like we're so blessed with good neighbors. Like you know what I mean? Like we don't – like – I don't know, man. Like, we've had a pretty good relationship with Canada and Mexico my entire life. Like, why would you – like, I think the best thing to do is just have good relationships with your neighbors, not threaten them with taking them over and shit like that.
That'd be something though, right?
It would be wild. I mean, it seemed to work for a long time. So I don't know. To an end, you'd be like, well, why – like, what – like, now what?
Like, I guess so that they, because I think they also have minerals, right? Like, there's a lot of minerals in Canada, like rare minerals that they're.
What do we do with rare minerals? Because I heard they want the rare minerals out of Ukraine.
Well, the minerals out of the Ukraine.
But what are the minerals used for? Because I thought they were just like, I'm like, what, the vitamin industry is going to
Flintstones vitamins is taking over the Ukraine.
Well, there was was it in North Carolina, Gidim, where there were those huge lithium fields?
Yeah, supposedly that's what the
that's a mineral. Okay,
that's what the hurricane was for. It was to wipe out people's property so they can mine lithium for.
I thought lithium was a drug.
It is. It's a drug. It's in batteries. It's a
this is like
multi-purpose.
It's a great song.
Mineral. Yeah. Yeah. Great song.
And what does it do for your in your body though?
When I was using it, it was for a mood stabilizer. It does something to your mind that, like, it evens it out somewhat.
Isn't that crazy?
It is
something that you dig out of the fucking earth, just interacts with your brain.
Is lithium a gas or is it a solid?
It's a metal.
It's a metal.
Yes.
And you don't use this metal for anything other than batteries or drugs? Like, you wouldn't make a lithium fence, right?
I do not believe, no, you would not make a lithium fence.
I call my fence company. I'm like, yeah, take it out. I want to be the first on my street with a lithium fence.
I came into some money recently, and I'd like to splurge on a lithium fence.
I want it 6 foot high, and I want the neighbors seeing over it.
Lithium, though. You sure you don't want to just buy a movie theater with your friends and show your own movies? You want to get a lithium fence. There's better ways to spend your money.
Used for batteries, used for grease.
Grease.
Glass, ceramics, and medicine.
Wow, man.
Laptops, mobile phones, and electric vehicles.
Can you recall the very first time you've heard of this coming onto your radar? Because when we were growing up, nobody was like, where'd lithium be at?
First,
it wasn't like one of these things that it countries was were.
Lithium ion batteries from Energizer. Or the song Lithium, or I think wasn't there something how serial killers had a higher count of lithium in their hair or something like that?
That I'm not sure.
There was some weird fact about serial killers that had something to do with lithium. I think that might have been
it's
the
so
first
funny.
Time.
Q says when songs when he was a boy and he lists the Nirvana song as like he was a child when that came out.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the first time I heard the word lithium. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, wow. I mean, I read that.
I was in high school.
I'm a kid, they're far older than
Nirvana.
No, it's the first time I heard one of the first times I heard lithium. But that was what, 90, 91, 93?
92, I think. Yeah. 93.
I mean, at this point, I was 13, which is basically a fucking child. Yeah.
This might take a while, so let me do a couple ads first.
I was trying to save the audience a little bit.
Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets. These erection-enhancing tablets help men achieve stronger, harder, and longer-lasting erections for sexual activities. Blue Chew is putting its money where its mouth is and offering you a month free. And the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared directly to your door. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. And the best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in lines in the pharmacy. It works. I've used it. Q's used it. We give it 2 thumbs up and 1 boner up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to feel more confident, especially in the bedroom, and Blue Chew can help that. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. And does it work? Buddy, find out for yourself with a month free. So make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for the listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew for free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And then we got everybody's favorite. But I'm not sure if it's a very woke ad, huh?
Oh.
What are you – is that good or bad?
Could be bad from Yundies.
What do they got?
The thing about being a guy is
– yeah?
We're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. Male makeup? What, to go along with my powdered wig? A pec push-up bra? What would the bros say? Meggings that accentuate this caboose. Dude, there's kids out here. Finally.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Are you smelling toast?
I don't know, but this is –
they're having an identity crisis over there.
They really are. I don't know what's going on. They're like – but I do – I kind of appreciate the like men, be men.
Yeah. You're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I like it.
So finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gifts to help men feel big, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. The micromodal sling keeps things separated and lifted. 9 out of 10 women swear this sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge, and that's all that matters, right? Mm. 9 out of 10 women, do you think they really did like a poll? Mm. Like are they allowed to say that without having done the poll?
I think that they can get away with it with a fake poll. I don't think that the FCC is going to investigate MeUndies to see their data about
Do they have citations under there?
The ball caddy fucking study they did.
Is the FCC still living around? Well, didn't they get disbanded last night?
What do we got here? From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy.
Who's that? Who's that tenth one that just didn't make it unanimous that the ball caddy makes?
Is it? Yeah, I don't think so.
Just a man hater. Just like some fucking feminazis. Like, no, it still looks small.
Right. No matter how big it looks.
Fuck your caddy.
Yeah. Fuck the ball caddy.
It's fucking. It's pathetic.
I guarantee you're right.
She's trying to impress me.
Now I want her to talk to me that way. I could use a little of that.
90% of the people agree, but you got to be the contrarian. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's feeble.
MeUndies signature. I read that. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. So good things come in small packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping on $75 or more at MeUndies.com/TESD. Enter promo code TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. Code TESD for 20% off. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. But actually, before I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Oh, I got opinions.
I need it.
It's like an asshole.
Everybody's got one and they all stink. Isn't that what the saying goes?
Yeah. Oh, they're all full of shit.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Nope, that's not it. I'm wondering, because we've been talking about Dank DeMoss recently, the big fat rapper.
Oh, okay. Yes, I guess that's one way to put it. We've been talking about it.
Now, I wonder with this interview that she did.
Uh-oh.
If she fucked herself with this Lyft lawsuit.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it for you.
She fucked around and she's finding out?
Like my body right now, it's like my mind don't know that I'm this big.
Uh-oh.
My mind does not know that I'm this big. So I be feeling like I could do everything. So when I walk in the gym, I feel like I'm fit. Or like if I'm trying to do certain shit, I feel like I could do it. And then I'd be like, damn, I can't do this shit. But in my head, I'm like, damn, I could do that. So I'm going to walk over there. Shit, I'd be going in the gym in front of all those people, 500 pounds in shorts, no shirt. Well, I have on a sports bra, but you know.
So.
I can't believe my life has intersected with this woman's in any way.
on such a level where for the past 3 weeks we've been talking about her. Did she just fuck herself over?
She blew her. She sounds to me like any lawyer worth their salt. Johnny Law would carve her up.
Right.
Like a ham.
She's like a fucking Christmas ham.
Yeah, she's a big old Christmas ham getting carved up now. Yeah, so she just admitted that she's
delusional.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in
a
way.
She said I'm delusional.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like it doesn't occur to me. She has body dysmorphia.
So then dysphoria. You have to wonder if that guy driving
me?
That Lyft
is right.
Yeah, I'm not serious. Is it dysphoria?
I have no idea.
Get that girl some lithium.
Yeah, she needs it.
Yeah.
So that was my question. When I saw that, I was like, uh-oh. I think she just admitted that she has no real idea of her size.
Everybody else does. Anytime you're involved in legal action, the first thing your lawyers tell you is shut the fuck up. Do not talk to anybody about anything. I mean, way back in season – before we even launched Jokers, it was this – radio show in Texas that was like, they stole the idea from Impractical Jokers from us. And it was like, dude, you're a local radio station in Texas. Like, how the fuck would we have ever heard of you or anything?
Right.
And True TV was like, you don't say anything. You never address it. You don't say anything because they'll use it against you. And then they tend to any lawsuit and stuff has come up over the years. It's advice one. Shut your fucking mouth.
Right. There actually was a lawsuit?
No, they were threatening.
Oh.
They were threatening. So they just prep you. Don't give them anything. You know what I mean? So we've been involved in a couple of those over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, who didn't sign to be on TV, ended up on TV. It happened every once in a while, and they're like, just shut the fuck up. So
we had one where I think was it first or second season where people came in and they bought – it was a couple. They bought something really expensive and then turned around and tried to return it and say that they were pressured into making the buy.
Uh-oh. Because of the cameras.
Because of the cameras.
Okay. Yeah.
They were going to sue, right? Or they did sue.
One, no, they were going to sue if I didn't give them the money back. I didn't want to give them the money back.
It was a lot. It was like, wasn't it like a grand?
It was over $1,000. Yeah. But I was just like, I didn't feel it was any way that we would lose it. But I guess battling it for $1,000, you'd lose that just in in paying for a lawyer. I didn't know Johnny Law at the time.
that was my question. If you knew Johnny Law at the time, would you be like,
well, the network just leaves you to hang on that? They're like, hey, it's a store problem, not a show problem.
Dude, AMC wasn't going to be footing our legal bills. They would be like, it's part of your day-to-day dealings with the customers. So like we wouldn't have – just because our cameras are there doesn't mean that we should be part of the lawsuit.
Well, your cameras are the one that caused the pressure. So like – well,
so they claim, which is probably somewhat true though. They were, like, got caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
But if they had kept the book right now, that book's way – way, way more than $1,000. It was a Hulk 181 and a fucking Hulk 340 with Wolverine and McFarlane covering, you know, that
thing. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, $1,000 for both of those books.
It's worth way more now, right? Yeah. Holy shit.
So, I mean, back then they said that they felt that we had put the price too high.
Where's that book today?
We sold – but we did take it back and we sold it.
Yeah. You guys, I will say, I have been treated well and I have been treated badly by various people in charges of the network over the years. You guys did not get treated as well as you should have got treated, I thought, on that show.
I've heard that from several people in the business.
I remember trying to talk to you guys about it at the time, but it was too
well, Kevin had too
it was too
of
walled of a gar of an ecosystem to but you guys they didn't treat you like the stars you were.
But it was also like let's say we were going to hold out for more money. It's like, you guys are working at the store anyway. It's like, what would we have done if they'd been like, no? We probably would have been like, okay, sorry, we asked. Right?
Man, I didn't feel we had any – I did not feel we had any leverage.
Yeah, but another leverage doesn't mean don't ask. You know, you guys didn't even get the no. You guys just preloaded the no.
We got more money every time though.
We got more money each time, and it was because AMC just bumped it up each time.
Yeah.
We didn't have to ask for that, but I see some of the reality shows. If it's true, I see some of the salaries that people get.
Yeah,
it's a lot more than we were getting.
Yeah, it wasn't even salary. It was you guys actually had pretty creative freedom, right? So actually, that's pretty good. You guys had a good hand there.
Yeah, when I look back on it, I'm never you know, going back and if I time machine, if I hey, if you ask, you'll get you more money. Of course I would have, I'll never look back and be like, man, I really think we missed the boat on.
No, I don't think it was anything bad, but I just remember seeing things I would have liked to have seen that.
I mean, your position, you guys at True were fucking, you were the Beatles, man. You were on 24/7.
Yeah, we were.
We barely got on before the fucking test pattern got on at 4 a.m. We had no leverage.
People readying to sing the national anthem. Yeah.
No, I think what I was spotting was I saw you guys. It wasn't even a matter of leverage. I don't even remember specifically what I was talking about. I just remember the time and speaking to Brian being like, I don't know. I would maybe ask for this. I would ask for that. But I've been – nobody's been fucked around more. You know what I mean? We're still on that first contract we signed fucking 15 years ago. So, you know, don't listen to me.
You know, when I look back on it, when that era and what came out of it, it's all positive. And we definitely garnered a fucking good, solid friendship with a good dude in Brian Schell.
Yeah, he is awesome.
That has now, he says that it's very uncommon that that people keep up with each other after, shows end.
Sure,
And that's pretty cool that, something really cool was planted there and it grew into a big, fine, fat oak.
Yeah.
It really did. I look back on that show and the only times I can point at that I would be like, well, this kind of sucked was during season two. Certain, things that happened during season two. But like anytime the Shell was there, it was like, this is – you couldn't ask for a better job. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, and you had a tight-knit crew too. Like you did the sort of things I like seeing. Like they had poker games and they hung out and everybody like – lived in a house by the beach at times and stuff. Like it was really fun. You guys had a good crew.
Yeah, it was very family-esque.
Yeah, very I like that.
They always had a big thing of cashews behind the counter for Ming.
There you go.
You guys are bringing up lawyers. I don't think I've ever done it on Tell 'Em Steve Dave, but I have a television recommendation that's not from 30 years ago.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I have a brand new current show.
Can we guess what it is?
Oh, yeah. You could guess if it's about lawyers. I'm sure you could figure it out.
Matlock?
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep hearing this is good. No, I
Yeah, Frank said it too. Frank said Matlock.
Frank 5 turned me on, and I am like, yeah, it won me over. I'm like watching it for the first time ever. I'm like, oh, what day is it on?
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, and I watched it on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Like, that's the first time in – I don't even know how long it's been that I've made appointment television watching, other than a sporting event.
Sure.
But like for a television show, it's unheard of. And my wife is like, I have to stay up till 9 o'clock to watch it. We can't watch it at 6. I was like, no, if we're going to watch first run, it's got to be on their time.
It's Kathy Bates, right? Like she's killing it.
Yeah, she's really good. Her husband's really good too in it. But I can't recommend it enough. It's pretty engaging.
This is the one that's going to make me watch it because I've been hearing it from a few people.
And you think it's about blue hairs, right? You think it's like this is for the blue hairs.
Yeah, there's like a twist to it, right, or something?
Yeah, it's got a nice like I guess twist is the right word,
right?
And the twist is revealed immediately, so.
Oh, so there's no hanging on. It's not.
Well,
like
no. Well, why she's doing what she's doing?
Okay, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll watch it over the weekend.
In my opinion, yeah.
Right.
But
it's case. It's every week a new case.
That I'm not as much a big fan of is like these cases that are won every week by miraculous last second genius.
But isn't that the format of those going back to the 60s?
I never saw the original Matlock.
Okay.
But I imagine that is the formula. Like it's a fucking – the greatest lawyer just happens to be working. His name Matlock and they come up with amazing like – they solve these cases that look like they're done for, but with like a twist of brilliance.
That's what it is.
Which can get tiresome every week when you're like, I just want to see him lose once.
Yeah, even on SVU, like the rapist gets away every once in a while. They have to keep you guessing.
But it's not the cases that are engaging. It's what she's doing. In the episodes with like the twist portion of the whole motivation of this character.
Wow, you got me intrigued, dude.
I think you're like, you got to give it at least 4 episodes up.
I will.
Even I was just like, what the fuck is Frank talking about? Does he have a sack at this point? It turns out he does.
All right, man.
Yeah, we just started a new show with Patreon and he wanted to involve the Waltons. And was summarily shut down.
He's out.
Yeah, no Waltons. So I brought in this thing, and we'll see how good Walt is at it, because I consider you to be probably know more about the 50s than any of us.
I would say that's probably accurate. Okay. I mean, but all my 50s knowledge comes from 70s.
70s
entertainment.
TV shows. Yeah, that's true.
Grease and Happy Days.
It's like calling yourself an astronaut because you watch Star Wars.
If every answer to that, like who did this in the 50s, if it's not Fonzie or Danny Zuko, I'd be the expert you hoped I was.
Cunningham Hardware.
Well, this is you get a choice. It's A or B.
Okay.
So I give you a term.
You're gonna ask me in Q then?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you in Q.
See who knows more about the 50s.
See knows who more about the 50s. Game, you got a pen there. You can keep.
It's like Canada with the hockey game. Yeah. You gotta win this one. Okay.
If a guy, how much younger are you than me?
I was born in 76.
So 10 years younger than me, or 9 years younger than me. If he beats me. What does that say about my knowledge? What does that say about my –
It just means that I watched Happy Days, dude.
Well, see, I don't know that it's Happy Days is going to help you, because what it is I'm going to give you the one term, and then two definitions. One is
are these slang terms?
50 slang, and the second is porn slang.
All right,
porn slang.
Right. So you have to guess whether it's 50 slang or 2025 porn term.
Okay.
Oof. Right. So this might be difficult.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Unless you're familiar with the
I saw Porky's. That's like, to me, I thought that was porn.
Yeah. There's boobs.
That was set in the 50s,
that's pretty
right?
Close, yeah.
It was set in the 50s, right?
Was it?
Porky's? Yeah, right?
Never saw it.
You guys never saw Porky's?
No, I mean, I saw Porky's. It in the 80s.
I can't remember when it was set. I think you're probably right. Probably was the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, based on the cars and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the first term is spooning your scarf.
Spooning your scarf?
Yes. Does it mean eating your food, or does it mean similar to a snowball, but eating it with a small spoon?
Oh, my God. This is what people are up to.
Can Q go first, and I'll either agree or disagree with him?
Sure.
I mean, I've never heard of this at all. Spooning your scarf. What's the first meaning again?
The first is eating your food.
Spoon your scarf, man. Let's go to the drive-in tonight. You know, it starts soon, so spoon your scarf.
I remember when Potsy,
yeah,
was at the drive-in with his girlfriend, and Ralph Mouth was in the back seat, and they were like, "Hey, I'm trying to spoon my scarf with fucking Rhonda here. Go get some popcorn from the fucking snack stand so I can spoon the scarf."
But that's the third meaning, because he's saying that it means eat.
Yeah, they were talking about blowjobs.
Oh, all right. I'm having this. I'm going to go porn term.
You're going to go porn term. You think?
Because I've never heard this before. So
similar to a snowball, but eating it with a small spoon.
See, I don't know why scarf would be in there, like, unless they're wearing
scarf down.
Oh, okay. I thought they, I'm going to agree with Q just because I'm not sure and I don't want to be down one already.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's a 50s term, meaning eating your food. That's what all the kids were saying. Come on, Q, let's go down to the malt shop and spoon some scarf.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. But
okay, I like it.
A lot of them don't make sense. You're not going to be like, oh, okay, I totally get it.
I wonder when it was the last time it was used in a public forum where the last person said it, not trying to be
– meant it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was an ironic –
they're dead now. Yeah. I mean, they ain't alive still.
Listen to this guy over here saying, spoon your scarf.
So I should ask Pam and Edgar, like, do you guys recognize any of these terms?
Yeah.
Your dad will be like, yeah, that's when I eat my cum out of a spoon.
Yeah. Oh, is it a small spoon?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were hip.
I make your mom use a small spoon.
Okay. So the second term is gooning.
Mm.
Okay.
Now, does it mean hanging around with nothing to do or loitering, or does it mean an extreme form of edging?
Oof.
Gooning.
I don't know what edging means.
Edging is like when you jerk off but don't come and then like let it go and then you jerk off again later on and come and don't let it go. Like, you know.
Okay. Well, why would that be in a porno though?
Why would that be porno?
Yeah. Why would anybody want to watch that though?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. Oh, it's homosexual porn.
Could be. I mean, I doubt a lot of women are watching it. Yeah. You're probably right about that.
Yeah. It's funny. I've always heard edging is like more of a woman thing than a man thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I do know a couple of girls who told me about it.
That's where I learned about it.
Yeah.
So only – but girls can't edge themselves though.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. It's just bringing it to the brink and then stop – bringing it to the edge and then stopping.
Mm-hmm.
So up in play right now, is edging a 50s term or a porn term?
Gooning.
Yeah.
Oh, gooning. Gooning.
Yeah, gooning.
I'm gonna say it's a 50s.
I'm gonna say it's a porn term.
You're going to say it's a porn term?
I think so. Look at this. I never heard it.
It's goon.
Yeah, but edging has been around for so long now that it has to have evolved into something else already. So I'm going to say gooning's porn term.
All right, Q, you're on the board.
Oh. Fuck me. Both, I'm sorry, bud. All right, we'll get this. The next one's going to be all you, bud.
Yes, gooning is an extreme form of edging wherein you continuously stimulate yourself for hours on end without reaching a climax in order to experience the goon state, a deeply meditative experience akin to meditation.
I'll just meditate. Or Benny Ann, I'll just watch TV.
Okay, Spike.
Oh, fucking definitely. Remember, Spike was Fonzie's nephew in Happy Days. It's got to be a 50s. Or you mean spiking the punch?
Does it mean to copy homework? Or does it mean to slam a handful of cum onto a woman's bust after nutting? Jesus
Christ. Definitely porn.
It's porn. I'm going to spike her?
Yeah. Come his hand and go, whing, right onto her boobs.
You said butt.
You said butt at first.
Oh, did I say butt? Yeah. Oh, bust, I think I said. I meant bust. Sorry, I didn't mean butt.
You said butt.
Wait a minute.
That one doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, I might say that's a 50s now because he fucked it up.
Well, I have bust written like down. I have bust written down here.
And what's the 50s version?
To copy homework.
Yeah, I'm going to go 50s.
And you're also going 50s, Walt?
No, I'm going to go porn.
You're going to go porn now?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Dude.
Well, I'm down two.
Down two.
Come on, daddy-o.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is your chance to come back, Walt. I feel good for you in this one.
23 Skidoo. Isn't it 43 Skidoo?
23, yes.
It's 23? Okay. Skidoo, 23 yeah. Skidoo.
Dump truck. Is it a lousy time? Example, her party was a total dump truck. Or is it a large or shapely bottom?
I mean, I've heard it. She's got dumps like a truck. Truck, truck, what, what?
what?
Even that song's old now, man. But it sounds like it's derogatory either way. I'm going to say
1950s. 1950s, you think it's a lousy time.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's a porn term, though, just to say somebody has a large derriere that looks like a dump truck. I don't think that would make the grade as a porn term, so I'm going to say it's 50s.
You don't think so? Well –
because that's not something that, like, I would think would be so only used in the porn industry. Like, she's got a bottom like a dump truck.
Okay, all right. Well, turns out it's a larger, shapely bottom.
All right.
This is just a list that I saw of porn terms. So it was okay. Said porn.
So I thought you were throwing a curveball there because it's not something that I don't think would be exclusive to the porn world to say that phrase. And it's not an act either. Mm-hmm. It's just a describing of a
fat ass. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the dump truck.
All right. Well, hey, no point.
Maybe strike that one and just dump that.
Well,
one.
We both got that one wrong.
Give it to me. Then.
It's a negative.
Just give me the points because you didn't understand your own game.
I'm going back and seeing if I said butter or not. okay. Birds nested.
Ah, birds nested.
Does it mean all mixed up? Or is it a term referring to the comeback of bushy pubic hair?
God almighty. He's got his brain. His brain's all burned next. Like that sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
He's falling in love with that chick. His brain's all a bird nest.
Yeah, he's bird nested.
Makes sense.
He doesn't know what to do.
Or what was the other one?
A term referring to the comeback of bushy pubic hair.
Got a bird's nest.
I don't think they have. Do they still have pubic hair? So everything's shaved.
I think it's coming back.
Yeah, that's a term referring to the comeback. Yeah. Bushy pubic hair.
Oh, I thought you said the comb back. I thought you said. And like, and it gives all four.
This question's on the side.
This question's invalid as well now.
Comb it over to count the bald spot. I need a merkin.
I'm going to go with bird's nest as a pubic hair because there's a reason I wouldn't have heard of it. Because, you know, that's just not my generation. My generation ain't looking for the bird's nest.
Right.
I'll go 50s.
Walt, you're on the board.
Oh, yeah. I like that term. We should bring that back. His fucking mind's a bird nest, man.
The front office looks like a bird's nest.
Let's see what else do we have. I got quite a few more, actually. Let's see. Nip-nops.
Nip-nops.
Was it a popular style of shoes or nipples?
Shoes.
You're saying shoes, huh?
I'm going to say shoes as well.
Sorry, boys. Nip-nops refers to nipples.
And what? Why?
Why not just say nips?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is just what I read on this website. I can't say for sure.
I'm going to add an extra syllable on.
Mm-hmm. Double bubble. Does it mean a cute girl or two guys releasing on a lady's face at the same time?
I'll let you go first on this one, Walt. I know double bubble is a very popular 50s era gum, right?
I think they still make like gumballs.
Double yum.
Double yum?
That was the name of the gum.
Bubble yum.
Bubble yum. Yeah. Or double. Yeah, there was a double gum, though. There was a
double gum. It was in a little yellow package, a little yellow wrapper.
Cute girl.
Double bubble.
Double bubble. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, though. Like, why double it? What's the bubble reference? What's the – it has to be a porn phrase. I'll go porn phrase.
You're going to go porn phrase?
I'll go 50s.
Q, you're on fire.
Oh.
How does that make any sense?
Now, I looked these up.
I thought it was like a boob thing.
Because – and it doesn't really give you any idea of why they would call this double bubble, a cute girl, a double bubble.
Look at that double bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a reference to the boobs.
Or the boobs in the butt.
Remember Fonzie was always dating the twins?
Yeah.
That's the only time he could say it. But unless you're not dating twins, I don't know, you should be using the word double bubble.
He would show up with a twin on each arm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The implication being he was fucking them both?
Oh, I guess so.
Or at least making out with them. It's like maybe some heavy petting.
Oh, you got your braces
but
off.
We don't, as a viewer, we're not left to assume that the Fonz isn't getting his dick wet, right? Like, we're assuming he is.
He's got to be.
He's got to be, right?
There was nothing shown or said to lead you to believe that he was actually having intercourse. It looked like heavy petting was about all he was up to.
Yeah, but I mean.
Now, how old was he supposed to be? He was older than the guy, so he's in his 20s?
He was about if maybe a year older than those guys.
Mm, like he had graduated and they were still in school.
2 years older than. But I never got the idea that he was actually completing. He was having intercourse, full-blown intercourse.
Well, there's that one scene where Richie goes out on a date with a girl and he says they play chess. And Fonzie violently grabs him by the shirt. And he didn't seem like he was psyched about it. It seemed like he was angry about it. He's like, you played with her chest? He's like, no, Fonz, we played chess.
What is going on in that town, man?
And Richie was like easily 17 at the time. I don't know why your friend would be that worked up about
it. But how could you be that cool and have the looks and the motorcycle and all that stuff and not be closing the deal?
I don't know.
I don't think it needed to be addressed.
Right, but what do you think?
I think there were some of the gals that were older than him.
Yeah.
I think they absolutely.
And we don't think the Fonz was a virgin.
Maybe by season 4, but I think seasons 1, 2, and 3.
I think the Fonz is worried about child support.
Yeah.
Because I remember when he had to take care of the baby at Laverne and Shirley's.
Yep.
He was very upset about that.
Oh, wow. Jesus. All right. Double bubble.
Double bubble. Okay. Fluky. Is it a jerk or is it an accidental fart during anal sex? A fluky.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with anal sex.
Going to go anal sex?
I thought the same thing.
She bopped out a fluky.
Yeah. I say I'm going to go with Q.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys would not be home at the 50s. It's a jerk.
Look at this fluky.
Yeah. Look at this fluky coming our way. Why doesn't he leave us alone?
I don't know about this, man. I'm not living
it tough, right?
I'm winning.
Your proclaimed love about farts, I'm surprised you didn't know that, Q. That it wasn't definitely not a fart, because I figure you knew everything,
well,
love of fart humor.
Yeah, but not like discussing anal sex farts. That has no place in comedy.
Let's see. Here's the next one. Hot spook. Is it a good kid?
This kid's a hot spook.
Right. Or is it ghost sex, a practice where two people have sex while basically not touching each other as much as possible?
So what's the 50s, keep in mind?
I don't think that's a porn term. I'm going to go 50s.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
Unless they're are they shooting that type of porn? I doubt it, where people touch each other as little as possible.
Right.
It's got to be 50s.
Yeah, I'm going to go 50s.
All right, you're both right.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Walt, 4-2.
No flukies here.
If Walt, if you can get these next two right and Q gets them wrong, you at least tie up.
Okay.
Is there only two left?
There's only two left.
Oh, yeah. Boy, Walt.
An accountant. Hey, man, that guy's a real accountant. Is it a boring nerd? Or is it a sex worker or OnlyFans creator?
I'm going to say OnlyFans creator.
So I have to go the opposite with him, even though I think he's right. Just for the sake of the...
Well, what did you think it was?
I think it's what you think it is.
Well, then I'll take the other one. You could take it.
Well, that's not...
That's why not? That's it not keeps it interesting for the last one.
Not if everybody knows.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I'll say it's a 50s term.
I'll say it's an OnlyFans.
Well, you're so caught up.
Oh, shit.
So caught up. Three to four right now.
All right.
Yeah, and I guess it comes from, like, since if you're a sex worker OnlyFans, if people are like, hey, what do you do?
I'm
an accountant. Yeah, so that you don't have to go into it, because accountants are, you know, notoriously the most boring trade out there. Okay, this is the last one. Well, you can at least tie up here. Bad Dad from Baghdad. Is it a guy who thinks he's tough? Or is it a subgenre of porn where older Arabic men have sex with barely legal girls?
That is, I'm going to let you weigh in.
I'll take the porn version, please.
I do not think that's a...
you don't think Bad Dad from Baghdad?
I don't think that the porn industry wants to be known as... that racist.
You want to keep classy?
Yeah.
Is that racist?
That's racist.
Yeah, why?
Baghdad from Baghdad?
Well, was Baghdad known of, like, in the 50s? Like, was it a popular...
Yeah, was Baghdad
I think it was totally
around?
Different. Yeah.
I mean, I know, I'm sure it was around, but were people
culturally
aware of it?
Middle Eastern countries are changing names constantly in the 50s. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like...
I wouldn't know.
Every other week they had different names from being overthrown by... some other Middle Eastern country.
Some other bad dad.
Yeah.
There is a corniness to the bad dad, bad dad thing that makes me sound like it's the 50s, but I really do see it working.
I think it's 50s.
As a porn subgenre.
And you say it's porn, Q?
Yeah, I'll say it's porn.
All right. Well.
Yes.
Walt, you can hold your head high.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Got a tie out
you
of it.
Got a tie out of it. Yep.
All right. You're a bad dad from Baghdad, bro.
Yeah, that didn't even sound racist to me when I made it up. Like the older Arabic men.
That's usually how it goes.
You're oblivious.
Yep. Yeah, so that's it. That's 50 porn terms versus – or 50s terms versus porn terms.
Very good.
That was fun, right?
Yeah. If we played it again, we should produce it with like a girl saying the terms. And like a sexy voice to really throw us off, like Bad Dad from Baghdad.
Right.
Throw us off a little bit. That'd be my note on that game.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You know what else isn't bad? Prize Picks.
Oh, Prize Picks.
They're not bad at all.
No.
Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million subscribers. And billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash.
Boom.
Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks.
Ka-ching.
Prize Picks is the best way to get money on to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. I don't know why they specify them. I'm not sure.
Prize Picks non-fun is the
best place. Yeah, there's nothing else to do. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Join 10 million users and sign up today. Prize Picks put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, you can get your money in as quickly as 15 minutes. And Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. That sounds safe.
Yeah.
sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed.
Oh.
Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. So download the app today, Prize Picks, and use code TESD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Download the app today. Use code TESD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Mm.
All right. Prize Picks, running their game. Let's see what else I got here. I really don't have that much this week.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk about the weather for another?
I would like, what do you think? Yeah, I did want to, curious though, what you think about what should be done with Kanye.
Kanye West?
Kanye West.
Why, yeah. has he been in the news lately?
Oh yeah, he was selling a swastika t-shirt.
Advertised on the Super Bowl.
What the hell is going on with this guy?
He advertised it on the Super Bowl?
He advertised his website, and the website led you to his where he was selling swastika tees.
I did not hear any of this.
Yeah, me neither.
When you say what should be done about him?
Yeah, like should he be forcefully put into a hospital or something? Like he's obviously crazy, right? Like a guy who's like literally says, I love Hitler, I'm a Nazi. All this other stuff. That'll be a clip for this week.
What is that? Yeah, like, there's no sense. He just seems nuts. There's no sense of some overriding plan or artistic statement or anything being made. He just seems like a lunatic. But then you see the photos of his wife and you're like, he's doing something, right?
Ex-wife Q.
What do you mean?
They're getting divorced, it looks like.
No, that love story ended
Bianca
badly?
Bianca Censori, yeah.
Oh.
Did you see
her? I thought that was like our modern day Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I don't like almost don't believe in love anymore.
The way he forced her to walk around nude.
Did you see that?
Hey, now, there's no word that he forced her.
When they're like,
yeah, he said she was totally willing.
Highly encouraged her.
Yeah.
Strongly encouraged. So you did see I guess it was at the Grammys when they're like, show your outfit. And she takes off. She's wearing, did you see it?
Oh, I saw the pictures. Yeah, I didn't see it that night.
It's nuts, isn't it?
She's totally naked. It's wild.
Yeah, she's naked. And they go to the Grammys and they said there's not going to be anything done about it. Now, Janet Jackson showed a nipple for a millisecond and it was the biggest deal on earth.
That's nuts.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
People are more
social media has
not as shameful today.
Has eroded any sense of class and
shame,
dignity,
decency.
Yeah. And
is it
that's a byproduct of it now.
Is it just people's nature then to be mean and spiteful and shitty? Because like it comes out on the internet all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like in the comments. But it's just like it's not. You can't do it in real life. It's not practical to do that, to talk to people that way in real life. It's probably not going to go your way many times if you talk to that way to people in real life.
Yeah, you get it out. Like you're able to get that urge to pile on and out on the internet. I guess it for some people it's healthy.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, if they don't get it out there, maybe in the real life they get it out in a different manner.
I don't know. People talk to each other like they talk to each other on the internet. Brian's right. They get punched in the fucking face, and it's like maybe that's what people needed to keep them in fucking line.
Well, do you want the opposite though? Do you want to go the route that England's going now, where they're like policing what everybody says on the internet?
Oh, dude, that's fucked up, isn't it? Like arresting people.
It's insane what's going on in Britain. Like if our British friends,
why? What's the
holy shit? Now they've got Apple to let they. There's no unencrypted shit anymore. Like Apple now has given all the information or all the how would you describe what Apple did? So now the government can see everything that you've written on your phone, right?
The keys,
yeah, total transparency.
It's nuts.
Why?
They want to crack down on hate. They want to crack down on.
It's in the name of hate speech.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's pretty wild. They want to go through your stuff to see what your personal thoughts are, to see if you.
I guess
in your private light, like if I text,
I don't know if it's like if I if you text one of your friends and you said something hateful in it,
which I would never do.
No, I'm not saying you did, but right. Let's say,
I just delete this firehouse chain right here. All right, good.
But let's. I don't know if they could go after you for that.
Okay.
But I think if you were under a pseudonym name, you put up something on X or on Facebook. Then yeah, they're going to come after you, and you're going to pay a penalty, whether it be a fine or even possibly jail time. You didn't know about this?
I didn't know about this. No, I am. I Every time I've looked at the news lately, I've been like, oh, yeah, that's right. This is why I don't look at the news anymore, because there's nothing I can do and it just makes me feel bad. So this isn't making me feel any better. That's pretty crazy. Like, how did it get to that? How did it get to that?
I wish I could tell you. I don't really keep up to date on the state of the affairs.
See, this is a problem. Look, I obviously have displayed over the years I'm no political expert, but like, that's the sort of thing that people really rebel against. And the people who lead the rebellion in the beginning, and I don't mean like going to get muskets and shit like that, but the people who like start rabble rousing are the people who are like, I want to be able to say shitty things about people. Yeah. And then so everybody's like, well, I don't really want to get on board with what he's saying, but like, yeah. I don't want to not be able to say what I want. And that's how you end up voting for fucking people who are kind of crazy, because you're like, he's the only one saying it. I got no other options but to vote for him.
This is what I've seen. I don't even know if it's true, because I don't believe anything I see on the internet. Maybe Britain isn't even doing this. I don't know.
I don't know.
I know Germany is.
Is Britain doing it? I thought that I've seen reports that they are, and I'm just like, I don't do.
I've seen videos where the cops show up at the house of somebody who, like, you posted this on Facebook, and we're here to arrest you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen videos.
What sort of things are they saying? Is it like I'm going to assassinate the king and shit like that? Like,
I guess it's more about
immigrants.
Yeah, immigrants and stuff.
Immigrants and transgender, and this one even that says that this is back in August. There was a Muslim asylum seeker who was responsible for a mass stabbing that left 3 children dead. And I guess there were riots about it. And people in America were like egging on the riots, you know, online.
Okay.
And the head of police is now threatening extradition and jail time for U.S. citizens for online posts allegedly egging on the violence from afar. Good fucking luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Good fucking luck coming to America and fucking – transporting somebody back there because you said something mean about an immigrant.
Who stabbed kids?
Yeah, who stabbed 3 kids.
But you better not plan a holiday to Britain, though, if you got a lot of social media posts that are considered criminal, though.
Yeah, you got to worry about it.
They may hear about that bad dad from Baghdad shit.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.